Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, January the 24th, and I'm Margaret.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Joyce.
And coming up this week, we've got all the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and had a fantastic holiday season, but that seems a long way away now. And as usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First of all, we've got our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:58 a.m. and sunset will be at 4:45 p.m. Well, another week and another storm is upon us. We are recording on a rather wet and windy day, thanks to Storm Georgina. Rain is expected on Thursday this week, as well as Saturday. Temperatures are set to rise over the weekend, peaking at 10 Celsius. On Sunday, with temperatures dropping again from Monday, we can expect some blustery conditions, but not much in the way of rain, with a dry but cloudy outlook for the next week.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week, to help you when you are living with sight loss. Are you struggling to find stations on your radio or use audio equipment? If so, there are various ways to make it easier. Use tactile bumps upon or coloured stickers to highlight important buttons as play and volume, up and down. Try changing the light environment to give better contrast to the controls. Ensure that you are using preset station buttons to enable easy station switching. Try using an easy-use USB player for your talking books as opposed to CDs. If it is still a struggle, ask if you are entitled to an easy-to-use free loan player from John at the Beacon Centre by calling 01902 886 786. This week's tip has been provided by low vision advice expert John Waters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. First up, we have the life and times of a tat man. The play is set in his home in the scrapyard where he weaves his tales, transporting the audience out of the theatre to places in his mind by means of tales and song. The plot leads into the real and terrifying landscape of the First World War. The play was written by highly regarded Wednesbury-born playwright, poet and novelist David Calcott. It's performed by Wolverhampton-born actor and musician Tony Barrett and is directed by Regional Voice Theatre Company artistic director Glenn Bulglass. The show is taking place on Sunday the 28th of January at 7:30 p.m. and the tickets cost £12 and £10 concessions. This is at the Arena Theatre Wolverhampton. For tickets or more information, call 01902 321 321.
Next we have Half Term Beyond the Petticoat. Go beyond the petticoat this half term and meet the ladies who helped shape history. This half term we will be marking the 100th anniversary of women getting their first voting rights with hands-on activities and powerful characters who will bring women's history to life. Take on our half term activity trail and explore 26 acres of shops, houses and industrial areas from the past 300 years. From nurses to lady chainmakers, you'll discover the grafters and unsung heroes of everyday life in the Black Country and see for yourself just how much life has changed. Head down to our historic canal site village and you'll find charismatic characters from the past. Hear about how the women of Cradley Heath fought for a fair wage, a landmark event that changed the lives of thousands of women. Or perhaps you'll run into Red Emma of Wolverhampton, a passionate champion of women's rights and key player in the suffrage movement. Kids of all ages can also get their hands dirty and have a go at brickmaking, a trade which employed thousands of women of the Black Country throughout the 19th century. You'll discover how women were the driving force behind the Black Country's worldwide reputation for brickmaking. Enjoy the delights of traditional family fun and playtime in the last century. Banish boredom with traditional street games including hopscotch and skipping. Take up the challenge to see how long you can keep the hoop rolling in the hoop and stick game, and test your skill with a cup and ball and the whip and top. Not forgetting our usuals. You can also enjoy a trip into the thick, experience life in 1850s coal mine, attend a Victorian school lesson and try our famous traditionally cooked food. This is taking place at the Black Country Living Museum from the 17th of February to the 25th of February and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Entry fee applies, or if you have a full price day ticket, this is valid for 12 months for unlimited daytime visits. For more information, call 0121 557 9643. Finally, take a seat in the Chambers Tea Room this Valentine's Day to enjoy a delicious afternoon tea. Relax with a friend or a loved one over sandwiches, scones, cakes and a glass of fizz, all served to you by the friendly catering team. This is £16.95 per person and is taking place at Hanbury Hall and Gardens, run from Saturday the 10th of February to the Wednesday the 14th of February. Booking is essential. To book, call 01527 882 105 or 01727 821 214.
Thank you, Margaret and Phil. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. If you need an eye test or new glasses, come and see us at Beacon Opticians, plus at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley. We are the first accredited social enterprise opticians in the country, which means that all profits are gifted back to the Beacon Centre charity to help support its services. For every eye test someone has at the opticians, it could support someone with sight loss using the Beacon Centre for an hour, and for every pair of glasses bought, it could fund a day's activities for a visually impaired person at the charity's Independent Living Centre, along with transport there and back. We can help anyone who needs an eye test and are fully equipped with the latest frames and lenses and are also NHS registered as well as a member of Dudley's Innovative Health. Living Opticians Network, where people can get help and support to understand the links between smoking, diabetes, well-being and sight loss. We also offer specialised testing for children and pride ourselves on offering a personalised service that is right for you. We have free parking available on site and our opening hours are Monday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday closed. Wednesday 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Thursday 1 p.m. till 8 p.m. Friday 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Saturday 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Sunday closed. If you have got an old pair of glasses that you no longer need, you can also donate them to us as part of our campaign to help those who have sight loss in Sri Lanka. So far, we have sent out almost 2,000 unwanted pairs of glasses to that country,
which are then matched up to people in need of eyewear, many of whom have never had the chance to wear a pair of glasses before. You can also book via the telephone. Please ring 01902 886 794 or, for more information, email optom1 at beaconvision.org. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So, it's goodbye from Joyce.
And bye-bye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Phil.